Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here it is, the Cromentary from Crom Carmichael for Monday, June 27th, 2022.
You know, Michael, obviously the big news is the Supreme Court decision on Friday that overturned Roe v. Wade, and I think equally newsworthy is the reaction to that ruling by the Democrat Party, which it would be it'd be redundant for me to call the Democrat Party the hard left, because it's synonymous with that term. But what's interesting about the ruling is there are two important parts in the ruling. One is widely discussed. The other, frankly, I haven't seen discussed very much. And one, obviously, is where the Supreme Court ruled that Roe v. Wade and Casey were both bad rulings, and that they have been overturned. But the other part of the ruling that I think is even more important, because it's much more expansive, and that is when the Supreme Court said that the decision over the regulation of abortion will be at the state level, because that's where the Constitution says that issues that are not specifically identified in the Constitution as powers of the federal government, that all other powers reside with the states. Now, that's a paraphrase, but it's a pretty close paraphrase. And so the Democrats' immediate reaction was, well, we'll pass a nationwide statute out of Congress. Well, that means they didn't read the second part of the ruling, because what the ruling said was that the federal government's powers are limited by the enumerated powers in the Constitution, and that the right to an abortion is not one of those enumerated. It's not a right, and it's not an enumerated power. And so I don't think that. So what's interesting is this particular aspect of the ruling will carry over to many, many, many more cases. Now, let me go back to another case, Michael, that you and I don't think we've discussed. And I believe the case is called the McGirt case. And I may be wrong on the name, but I'm right on the on what it was about. There was an individual in Oklahoma who committed a crime and was arrested by the civil authorities in Oklahoma. That individual was also an Indian, a Native American. And the area that this person was arrested was also tribal land, in the sense that it was part of a reservation under a law that had been, or a treaty that had been agreed to by the national government and that particular tribe many, 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 many decades ago. And this particular individual said that the civil authorities did not have the right to arrest him, that only the Indian authorities or the Native American authorities had the right to arrest him because of the treaty, which had not been amended and not been abrogated. And so so the Supreme Court ruled 5-4, with Neil Gorsuch siding with what you would describe as the liberals at the time, saying that since the treaty was still in effect, that the plaintiff in the case was correct. Now, at the time, the Wall Street Journal, for example, it went absolutely nuts, and it really, what it did was it argued about how impractical this decision was. It didn't argue whether or not the treaty existed, and whether or not the treaty should not apply from anything other than a practical standpoint, about how terrible this would be from a practical standpoint. And what Gorsuch is really in that decision was siding with the liberals, saying that the Constitution is not a living document, that it is a written document, and we must adhere to the Constitution. And so this decision and the ruling on Roe v. Wade, the logic behind it, is very similar in that the Constitution says what it says, that the amendments say what they say, and that we as a society, as a country, must abide by the rules. And I think that this will have a far-reaching effect. Now, the way the left responded to it is almost humorous. In fact, it is humorous in the way some of them responded. Tim Ryan, who's running for the Senate and trying to act like he's a Republican, couldn't help himself. And Tim Ryan comes out with and says, quote, "This disastrous decision is the largest case of government overreach in my lifetime," when in fact it's exactly the opposite. I mean, it's fascinating. It is absolutely fascinating how the left has looked at this. This is diminishing the power of the federal government. That is not government overreach. That's exactly the opposite. But we'll get to see what happens as time goes along.
An excellent analysis of that decision, Crom. And I think I agree with you completely